One of four men arrested and charged following an April 11 fatal fire on Bruce Avenue is headed to trial November 18. Liam Stinson, 25, was arrested April 20 and charged with three counts of party to the offense of first-degree murder, and one count each of party to the offense of attempt murder, conspiracy to commit murder and party to an offense of arson, disregard for human life. Stinson's defense counsel, Danielle Vincent, told the court this morning the trial will take place over a day and a half. November 18 will be a full day with Crown and defense witnesses appearing virtually and in person. The trial will continue in the new year, January 10, for half a day. Vincent told the court Stinson is adamant he wants an in-person trial. However, he was transferred to Central North Correctional Center when Sudbury Jail was evacuated due to a COVID-19 outbreak. Two people died in the fire on April 11, while a third person died days later after being airlifted to Toronto. Fernard Boldick, 48, was charged with three counts of being a party to first-degree murder, being a party to attempted murder, being a party to arson with disregard for human life, and conspiracy to commit murder. Two other men, Jared Herrick and Philippe Janot, were arrested April 27 and charged with three counts of first-degree murder, as well as one count each of attempted murder, conspiracy to commit murder, arson, disregard for human life, break, enter and commit, and possession of an incendiary device. Greater Sudbury Fire Services said firefighters responded to a 911 call with reports of fire and smoke from one of seven units in a row house on Bruce Avenue on April 11 this year. Five city fire crews were dispatched to the call. Firefighters performed an initial search of the unit. Two people were declared dead at the scene, a 50-year-old man and a 26-year-old woman, while another person, a 33-year-old woman, was evacuated from the home with life-threatening injuries. She was airlifted to Sunnybrook Hospital in Toronto, where she died April 16. A fourth person, a 37-year-old man, had jumped from the second-floor window prior to the arrival of firefighters. He was also transported to hospital with life-threatening injuries.